Hey, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft. Today on SQL Shorts, we're going to cover the SQL 2012 column store, affectionately known as Apollo. And with Apollo, what you get is instead of the typical indexing that looks at data more rows than by columns, what the Apollo column store index does is it allows you to look at data by column. So it stores the data pages as column data rather than row-based data. What this allows you to do is get much faster results from searching a given column because all that data is packed very tightly into a limited number of pages. So instead of the data being spread across lots and lots of rows and columns in a given page of SQL Server, you get page data that is focused specifically on this column data. The advantage of this, of course, is you get the ability to do very, very quick searches. If we come into our indexes on this table, what we're going to see is when you say new index, you have the ability to create this non-clustered column store index. Before we decided clustered and non-clustered index. Now we can create this non-clustered column store index. And if I show you an example of that, it just allows you to add a new index here that's non-clustered, and you can add different rows that you want, or different columns. So I'm going to skip that for now. What I'll do is I'm going to go to this purchase table, and you can see that I created a standard clustered index, as well as I created a non-clustered column store index. So we're going to put an index on date, and we're going to use the index hint to leverage that, as well as we're going to have a one on our non-clustered column store on date as well. So it's kind of a fair race in that sense. We're going to run a query to do the comparison here. And what I've got is one that does a count. So let's go ahead and execute that count. So that count shows we have about 101.4 million records in the purchase table. And now what we'll look at is I've got the same query twice, but the one I use an index hint to use the traditional index. The other one I use an index hint to use a non-clustered column store index for this 101 million record table. So I'm going to go ahead and run this. I'm going to clear all the cache out so that we know that it's a fair race here. I'll run this, and then what I'm going to do is run the same exact query, just with the column store index, which is on date for both, and we'll see how they compare. So let's go ahead and run this. So that query returned. It looks like 639 rows, and it took about exactly a minute. Now what we'll do is run that same query with our non-clustered column store index and see if we get better performance. In this case, we got our 639 rows, but it only took 18 seconds instead of 60 seconds. So you can see that you can get magnitudes of improvement if you leverage column store indexes for certain types of queries that may be, say, data warehousing queries. So just be aware of this as something in your tool belt that you can leverage for more read-only types of queries that might be data warehouse-centric. And hope that helps you understand more of the Apollo Column Store Index. Again, this is Mike Wilmot, and I appreciate your time. Take care.